Stress is a killer. I wonder what brings the most stress into your life. Is it your family? Maybe some friend? Maybe it's your job. Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's the direction of our nation. But when you look around, there's just stress everywhere. This is a time and a period of great stress. And people are feeling it, and they're bearing it, and they're going to all kinds of means to eliminate it in their life, and yet it doesn't work. There are people, for example, who have gone to all kinds of drugs, prescription drugs and street drugs, alcohol of all kinds, anything to get rid of this feeling that we have, that somehow it's bearing us down and grinding us down, and we're looking for an escape. And it's interesting that none of the things that we've come up with has any escapement to it.
I'll tell you the truth. There are so many things in the world and in our own lives that we could worry about, that if we don't decide not to and get help from God in learning how to not let those worry thoughts in our heart, I mean, that's all we're going to have day in and day out, is some kind of worry. In John 14, Jesus said, and I love this, "Do not let your hearts be troubled, distressed and agitated. You believe in and adhere to and trust in and rely on God. Now believe in and adhere to and trust in and rely on me." So one of the things that I've had to face in my life, and it's a little bit unpleasant for us, but the truth is believing God brings us into rest. And so if I say that I'm believing God, if I say that I'm trusting God, but I'm worried all the time, then the truth is I may be trying to trust God. I may want to trust God, but it's obvious that I'm struggling with it. God has given us a free will, and it's up to us if we decide to worry or to trust God. And I do believe the longer that you're in a relationship with God, the more experience you have with God, the more you see Him bring deliverance into your life, the easier it becomes to not worry. It is more challenging for a young believer, especially one that has a lot of problems, because you're just learning about God. But boy, when you know God, there's a difference in learning about God and knowing God. No wonder the Apostle Paul prayed, "My determined purpose is to know Him." He's writing to the Philippians and he's saying, this is more important to me than anything else, to know Him and to know that no matter what's going on in my life, He will deliver me from it. And you're going to put your trust in something. If it's not God, then it's going to be yourself. It's going to be your friends, the government, the world, your bank account, your employer. And all those things are shaky and very unstable. But God is not. He is the one thing that is never shaken. That's why the Bible refers to Him as the rock. He's a rock that cannot be moved. And you know what? How many things have you worried about in the past that now you look back and God took care of it? And all of your worry and all your stress certainly didn't do any good, but it did do harm, because all it does is hurt you. Psalm 55:22, "Cast your burdens on the Lord, releasing the weight of them, and He will sustain you. He will never allow the consistently righteous to be moved, made to slip, to fall, or to fail." He will never allow those that are His children to fail. Worry steals our joy. Worry is the opposite of trusting God. Your time is too important to waste it worrying.
As soon as trouble comes, the first thing you ought to be thinking is, what does the Word have to say? As soon as the problem comes, what does the Word have to say? And when you get in the Word, and you respond that way, stress won't be able to dominate your life, because when trouble shows up, you know how to respond to trouble before it comes.
It's amazing to me, Lord, that every problem that we deal with, the answer is in Your Word. every single one of them. And obviously, if we live the way you lead us to live, we're not going to have stress. You see, I went for a long period of time trying to change everything around me. And that may be where you're at right now. Well, if you'll stop doing that, I'll hit peace. And if you stop doing that, I'll hit peace. And if you start doing this, then I'll have peace. And if I had more money, I'd have peace. And if I had a better boss, I'd have peace. It was always something out here that was the reason why I didn't have peace. So what is our options? Well, we only have two as far as I can figure. Continue to be stressed out until we fall apart. That's an option, and sadly, I know that some of you will take that option. Or you can learn to not be affected by it by not letting it get into you. What's around us doesn't have to get in us. Amen? Peace has been defined as a quiet heart. And boy, do I love that. A quiet heart. Jesus was surrounded by stressful situations. Rejected by family and friends. Some of you are going through that right now. And you're letting it stress you out. His disciples needed a lot of correction. He was mentoring them for the job of carrying the gospel to the world and only had a very short time to do it. Huge crowds followed him everywhere, and they all wanted miracles, healings, and help of some kind. Some of you moms, you feel that way. The husband wants something. All the kids want something. Then your parents call you up and they want something. Then your mother-in-law wants something, and it's just everybody wants a piece of me and I don't have any pieces left. How many ever feel like that? So. But see, Jesus, although he was there for people, he had boundaries. Peter denied even knowing him at a crucial time in his life, and Peter was one of his good, close friends. He was mentally and emotionally dealing continually with knowing and being aware of the suffering that he was going to have to endure on the cross. And yet in the midst of all of it, God always wants us to come to him in prayer, and he's always ready to help us, and he's always ready to do what we cannot do. He is a miracle working God. All kinds of things can be going on around us, but if we stay in communication with God, and we continue to lean on him and rely on him, we can still have his peace. That doesn't mean we have to love the circumstance. That doesn't even mean that it doesn't hurt. But it does mean that we can have this special kind of peace. The peace that the world offers is a peace that only works when circumstances suit us. But Jesus has given us something that's far superior to that. He's giving us a peace that really, the best way I know how to say it, is a peace that just doesn't make any sense. It's an unreasonable peace. But you honestly can have peace in the most difficult circumstance if you really have a depth of relationship with God.
If you're going to live in peace, it's not going to happen by accident. Every day we have opportunities to get upset, to be offended, to live worried. Life happens. People get on your nerves, unexpected bills, a family member's in the hospital. If you wait for all your circumstances to calm down, then you're going to have peace. Then you're going to stop worrying. You'll be waiting your whole life. God never promised that he would keep us from difficulties. He never said that we wouldn't have storms, but he did say he would give us peace in the midst of the storms. He calls it a peace that passes understanding. That means despite what's going on around you, you still have peace. And the scripture says, cast your cares on the Lord. You have to learn to turn it over to God. You weren't designed to carry that heavy load. It will frustrate you. Here's the key. When you rest, God goes to work. And say, God, I trust you. My life is in your hands. I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to live stressed. You have this all figured out. So I'm going to be still and know that you are God. That's when God goes to work. Take the problem off the throne and put God back up on the throne. If you're talking more about your problem than you are about God, you have the wrong thing on the throne. Don't go another 5 years letting worry rob you of your joy, rob you of your peace. Put your foot down and say, that's it. This is a new day. No more worrying for me. I'm gonna guard my mind. I'm gonna stay by the still waters. I'm gonna live from a place of peace. Remember, when you rest, God goes to work.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.